Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
This is episode, I don't know what it is.
This is an ad hoc episode, John. This is our first mobile episode.
Mobile. We are at Fat Mustard's.
Scott. Where did TP go? Did he take a shit?
I don't know. He's taking a crap or something. We're at Fat Mustard.
Yeah, so TP came down and he got to my house before I got there. And I called him on the phone. I said, hey, are you already there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm 5 minutes away. And he hangs up on me. And I had to call him back and say, hey, I need to know. We're running late. Do you need to take a shit? He's like, yeah, I got to take a shit. So when I get home, I got to let him in my house.
Yeah.
You got to take a shit. And then we got here a little bit late. But that's okay because you were late as well, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 5 minutes.
And then Mr. Shmuel was here, but he left. And he said he didn't want any part of being on the show.
Right.
At all, whatsoever.
Right.
Nothing from Mr. Shmuel because we make fun of him, John.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
That's why he wouldn't talk to you for 2 years.
Yeah, so he left. He had to get an oil change, which I think is a crock of shit. I think he's going over to HB's, which is a strip club down the street.
Where they don't get naked.
Right, they don't get naked. No, they don't.
Don't they do a champagne dance? They got a champagne.
They do. They get
for
naked.
$300 or something.
They get naked in the back room. If you go in the back room, they get naked. The VIP.
Yeah.
So, very important, brief Total Talk Nonsense episode this week. Very important announcements. First of all, I will be doing a half marathon in Kalamazoo on Sunday.
Nice.
John, that's very, very spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anybody of our listeners
who wants to run for no reason.
That's where I'll be.
Dumb.
And then some other very important news. John has a very important announcement coming up next Monday. Go ahead,
I'm going to announce it on Monday. You said I have one coming up on Monday. Yeah.
So after you announce it on Monday.
No, I'm having my gallbladder removed on Monday.
This Monday, what time?
2:30.
2:30 on Monday, and what's the recovery time for something like that?
5 hours, I guess.
You're either going to let you out of the hospital or
it's like
walk out in 5 hours?
It's like drive-thru. How long did it take your
really? Wife? They kept her for the night.
Did she do laparoscopic?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I think so.
Why did they keep her overnight?
I don't know.
What time was hers at?
I don't know.
Did you even go?
No.
You didn't even go and visit her or anything? Oh, my God.
I dropped her off and picked her up.
That's it?
We got kids. I got to look after the kids. God. Little ones, John.
You don't bring the kids to the hospital? Oh, my God.
No, they don't want kids at the hospital.
Yeah, they do. They
Unless
don't
they're
care.
Sick.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
All right, so...
and I got to go see an anesthesiologist in about an hour.
In about an hour. So the real important question here is, after surgery on Monday, how soon can we do a show? Would you be ready by next Monday?
Oh yeah.
Next Monday, right?
No doubt.
And we didn't do a show last Monday because you had month end at work. It's very busy, very busy and stressful.
I worked till 8 and then 12:30 in the morning.
So Tony has left the table.
He's gone.
We got to tell Nick to check the restroom.
Yeah, check your plumbing.
Because this is, he already took a shit at my house. This is his second shit, like within 2 hours.
Oh my God. Well, it goes right through him, you know.
It must.
He said that he had some plumbing rerouted recently, so.
So what else is going on, John? Did you see any movies?
I did.
That we're going to talk about next show?
Oblivion.
Oblivion.
With Tom Cruise.
So give me a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on Oblivion.
There were some questionable things in the film.
Tony's back. Everything come out okay?
What's up, TP?
Fine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Are they going to have to fumigate the place or?
No.
Yeah, so what did I see? I saw a movie. What did I see? I can't even remember.
Oh, that's good.
It is good, isn't it? It's good radio. I had an epiphany.
You can remember that.
I can't remember that either. What was my epiphany? I had one. I can't remember that either. I didn't bring any notes.
All right.
Actually, I had a couple of what I got to tell you.
Right.
So I did my 8 mile run, right?
Yeah.
My experiment continues. And it was nice this Sunday. So I wore a muscle shirt, John. So this time when I ran, I didn't have to wave. Everybody waved at me.
Wow.
You know why? I have a couple of
series. 'Cause you had a muscle shirt. They couldn't see any tats.
Right, because I don't know if you know this, John, but I'm cut to shreds. So when they see me in a muscle shirt, they know that I'm serious.
Yeah.
That I take this seriously.
Yeah, and in your Aryan army.
Or it's the same people that show up every time
and
Sunday.
Like, oh,
that, I've seen that guy before.
That's a stalker. Better wave to him or he's going to kill us.
Right, that could be the other reason. So the experiment continues.
That sounds like it'll be good.
Yeah, that's not gonna be good. Tony, don't lean on the table, would you?
That was probably me.
Come on, stop it. Stop it.
Tony, what are you doing?
Hey, stop it, Tony. Get off of me. I had another epiphany. What was it? I can't remember that one. Hey, but how about this, John? I just saw this in the news today. Unemployment in its lowest.
Yeah, are you trying to get lower into the microphone?
In its lowest in 4 or 5 years.
That's because nobody's signing up for it.
Finally recovering from the W years.
Yeah, stock market is 15, the Dow.
What do you say about that, TP?
Uh-huh. Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing to say about
Paul Ryan's, what he was using for data, for the austerity. BS.
Hey, what do you think about that governor you got up there in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Scott Walker.
You happy with him?
No.
movies. Iron Man coming out. You going to go see that one, John? Iron Man? You going to go see Iron Man?
Yeah. Seeing it Sunday.
Sunday. I'll probably see it Saturday. Matinee.
Iron Man.
In Kalamazoo.
Sunday.
No
doubt.
Where you
going to go? I pick. Yeah. Nice. Got to go there. That's the only way to, you know, I mean...
Bring the kids?
Yeah. Oh, my son's got a birthday party at Kane County Cougars.
Right, right.
And so the daughter and her friend and Deirdre, and I think her husband's coming, I'm not sure, Zach, the famous Zach from past TTN shows.
I think he's been on 3 shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we're here at Nick's place at Fat Mustard's. You got to come out. Fat Mustard's Cafe here in, where is it?
Elk Grove. Elk Grove Village.
That's right.
Village
of Elk Grove. So what's TP looking at here? What are you looking at? It's not a Playboy. He's checking out the chicks in there. Look at him. And he's even looking at the black ladies, too.
TP, are the Bulls going to win the series against Brooklyn? The Hawks gonna win their series against
Hawks,
who?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Wild. Minnesota Wild.
The Wild, dude.
Yes, they will.
They lost against them, didn't they?
Will they win the Stanley Cup? The Hawks.
I don't know. They may.
They may. That's a bold prediction from TP. They may.
Seen
win
any movies,
the
TP?
Cup.
The team that gives them the hardest time is the Ducks. And the Ducks
have only won
the St. Louis.
Right.
You know, they're playing Detroit, Anaheim.
I mean Detroit, not St. Louis, Detroit. But they're playing, they're down.
It's 1-1.
1-1, they played last night. I don't watch this. Okay, I got all my facts wrong.
TP will say straight.
The Detroit did win yesterday.
Do you guys get... Every single day, or at least 5 times a week, we get a Victoria's Secret, something in the mail, catalog, something. I mean,
no.
Do you guys get that?
Oh, man, no. That's what I used to jerk off to, man.
But, I mean, my wife doesn't even shop there, but we get the stuff. I mean, they, like, give out magazines, like, every day.
Are you sure your daughter doesn't shop there?
Yeah, I mean, once in a while.
My daughter buys Pink. I think it's Pink, right?
Yeah, right.
Pink from there. That could be.
Yeah, my daughter gives my email address out when she goes places.
That's great.
And so I get this email every day from this place called Erie, and I really look forward to it.
Really? Because they show you some... Oh, yeah, you were showing us
one.
It before, little teenage girls all dressed up.
They're not
You're
teenagers.
Like, this is creepy.
I looked it up on Wikipedia. They are not. They're in their 20s. Like, here's the one
Those
for today.
Those are not in their 20s.
Yes.
Those are like 13.
They are on Wikipedia. These are 20-year-old professional
There's
models.
There's no way.
in their 20s. Like, she's 22 yeah, minus and she's 23.
Minus four.
Like sunsets?
See? So I don't...
They're older.
Yeah, they're older.
Sunsets and cool watch on, walks on the beach. Yeah, okay. Those kids, they don't even have boobs. So, yeah. Do you see any movies, TP?
Not lately.
Do you like anything?
No.
Looking forward to seeing anything?
Going to see Iron Man?
He's man looking.
Going to see Iron Man?
No.
Okay. You ever been to Turkish prison?
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah.
This wraps up another one, then.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
It's our first mobile. It's very historic.
Mobile show. Bad Mustard.
Oh, no, I take that back. We did a show from your hospital bed one time.
You know what we should do is a real one here with the actual equipment.
That would be cool. Like, set up over in the corner
with
back
headphones.
There.
Headphones.
Yeah.
People come up, what's going on?
There's
what's
a DJ. Yeah. He's going to play Brown Eyed Girl.
Do a live show. We'll set speakers up.
Bring customers and have them guess.
I'll hit the I'm gay. I'm gay. Come on, the speakers over and over again.
You can have the boom boom music.
Yeah. We'll do Shit or Shine All with customers.
And the new Tony game. We got to play the new Tony game.
Are you smarter than Tony?
We got to record that too.
Yeah.
You up for that?
What are the prizes?
We don't know yet.
Oh, we got a clock. We haven't never given out. We keep telling them.
Maybe I can donate this clock.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Little marketing.
We'll bring some TTN swag. We got shirts, hats, coffee mugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clocks. We got a clock.
Was clock fall under used furniture category?
Yeah. We got it on Cafe Press or whatever it's called. Cafe. What is it? Cafe Press?
What can I score an 8-ball?
Good question.
What would be a sample question of are you smarter than TP?
Well, don't do anything about hockey because he's got those down.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the hockey down. Okay, I got a sample question. Tony.
No sample question.
TP. Who came up with the theory of evolution by natural selection?
No comment.
Was it God?
It was Scott and John.
It's John and Scott.
Yeah, John and Bert.
That was actually a difficult question. I was thinking more of like, is toilet paper round, cylindrical, or square?
Well, it depends on your perspective, right?
Well, it's almost like an ACT question. There's always two that are very close. And one, you know, two that I don't know.
Like the DMV test. What do you do when you come to a stop sign? Slam on the brakes, come to a screeching halt, wave at others as you drive through it, or come to a complete stop?
Yeah, see, two are pretty close there.
Yeah.
That's what always throws me off. Or the double negatives. Those are really hard.
Which ones are those?
Like when they say, when you will not ever not go or something. You know, where it's like two double negatives there, which make a positive, so you don't know what
like
the hell they're saying.
Prejudiced.
Well, that's a real word now.
Prejudiced.
It's on your Wikipedia.
Hey, so here's the new game. Tony, you ask them the question, and then the listener...
I get
listener,
so confused. You have so many games.
The listener
every
has
week,
to say if Tony
game.
Answers it correctly, if he answers it incorrectly, or if he says no comment, which is incorrect.
Right.
Oh, that...
Right? Isn't that right, Tony?
Right. That's right, my friend.
Was that an answer right there? That was an answer, right?
Very good. Oh, look at that, TP.
Ooh. Who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he's looking right at her crotch. I seen those eyeballs going right down there.
Teen Mom.
Settle down.
Teen Mom.
Oh, is that the one that has the tape coming out on Vivid Video?
Nice. See, Octomom did a porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's nasty, though. But the one that's hot is the one with the divorced, the Asian. They had, like,
the China sisters.
The
China sisters. Is that in your video collection?
No, but she's kind of good looking.
Oh.
Nice.
Did you say China or vagina?
China sister.
I noticed the fat fries picture looked like a pair of testicles upside down.
It's on purpose.
Is it?
It's subliminal.
It's a sexual subliminal.
It's subliminal for both.
Kind of like try the King Kong dog. Put wiener.
Well, originally, I was calling it the King Kong Dong. And then I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Nice. I'll have to take a picture of that so we can integrate it with the logo for this release.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that works for both women and men. If they want to look at that and order the fat fries, it could be a bosom.
Ah, right.
Cleavage, an ass. Testicles.
Yeah. First thing I see is testicles, and there's something wrong with me. I should have seen breasts.
I was seeing breasts, but I can see what your kind see.
My kind.
Your people.
Yeah, is it the gay pride parade coming up pretty soon?
My daughter always wants to go to that every year. I like, Sarah,
oh, it's
gay.
A riot. It's hilarious. You got to see it. We were in, were you with us that time when they had the wig stock in New York with all the gay, the transvestites and transsexuals?
No, I was not.
We were
not.
With Jay.
That was a good remember answer. Jay? No.
We were there with Jay and he's the male nurse, and he had his sleeves rolled up, and he was wearing like a scrubs and khaki shorts and white socks and gym shoes. And we go into this bookstore to get me some aspirin because I had a headache. And we're standing there, and I'm getting my aspirin. And we walk out, and he goes, I really like this store, man. This thing, this store is great. Man, they have all these magazines. They're all like men's health magazines. I go, dude, it's a gay bookstore. The dude standing next to you was checking you out the whole time. Fuck you! Because he's very conservative and late. Yeah, remember? You were there once when Jay was there.
Yeah.
Right? And you rollerbladed. Yeah, we know that story. On the Brooklyn Bridge.
I remember Jay. Remember him. I remember him.
When I was in college,
he said he had an oil change.
Yeah. At
so you have
HB's.
To rush to get there? Like, they won't give an oil change at, you know, 5?
He's got some Ukrainian woman waiting for him at HB's.
Yeah, that must have been cold oil change. Sure, oil change. He's the only guy when he means oil change, he means car oil change.
How far is Northwest Community Hospital from here?
Oh.
7 minutes.
Central and...
Just go on the nice road to Central, make a left, it's right there.
Okay. I gotta go there.
Down about half a mile on your right.
Did you have to meet with your anesthesiologist before you went in for your, what'd they do?
They, like, grab your balls and
turn your head and cough?
No, they basically tell you what they're, they'll dope you up or whatever before you go in, and then they'll tell you that they'll put the heart monitors on and all that kind of stuff, and then you're pretty much out.
Yeah, but I got sleep apnea, so I could die in my sleep.
Oh, yeah, that sounds kind of important.
Yeah. I got to go over and ask him, hey, how's this going to work? You guys got to sustain me, man, while I'm under. I don't know what the hell they're going to be doing. I'm doing laparoscopic.
You'll be fine.
they blow my stomach up with gas so the guy can work with the camera and the little robotic arms.
With the colon, they do that.
They do that with, they do that with you too?
Yeah.
Was it laparoscopic or a laser or Da Vinci robot?
No, they went in and cut it out.
With their, so you have an incision?
Nice. What'd you have removed?
Part of his colon.
Part of my colon.
Just recently?
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Not aware. Sorry to hear that.
When I had cancer. That's what they did.
Oh, stay good?
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't have to wear the bag.
No, that's, you're right.
That sucks. One thing that, that's amazing, though, that kind of science.
You ever, Frankie, does he ever drink? You have drinks, right?
Oh, I have two, yeah.
You, have, you got cans?
You did not?
You can get cans or, no, they're in here, right? They're
the, that's the, that was a scary part
it's
of it.
I saw soda and make a pack.
Can I get some mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I need it. Okay. Looks like Michael Jordan.
But whoever calls said they might take care of
the wiper on.
What? Say what now?
Two cans.
Two are gonna wipe on.
That's his
one
wife.
There you go.
They got married.
You don't like that?
The interracial, you don't like interracial marriage there, TP?
You're against that? What do you think about gay marriage?
Think the queers can get married?
What's your stance?
As long as they don't bother me, what the hell's the difference?
There you go. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. We got a breakthrough.
It's not going to rub off on you or anything?
The gay gene?
Why? That's like the most important thing in this world is gay marriage.
What is? What is the most important thing in the world?
It's not up for me to say.
Well, you just said gay marriage is not it. So what is it?
I think Barack.
He's doing pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Folks, if you could see his face right now. He's got a shit-eating grin. What does that mean when somebody says you got a shit-eating grin? I mean, do you smile when you eat shit? I don't think so. You make a like a face, right? Like,
I gotta watch the shit video.
Did you ever see that?
It's pretty gross.
I saw Dan at a party at 2T2 with his wife to be watching the video.
Making her watch, yeah.
Yeah. Watch it, holding her head.
That's why we don't see him anymore. No. Can't get out.
No, he's not allowed.
Not allowed out.
Did you ask him?
Because we were the bad influence.
Really?
Right, TP? Isn't that right?
I never really said that to me, but...
Well, he's got that big empire, that business he's running.
Yep.
Where he overcharges his delayed bricks.
Alright, anything else we need to talk about?
I don't know.
Movies.
Movies.
Anything else?
I saw boobs.
Yeah.
Real ones, live ones last night at band practice.
Tell us that
and
story.
And Phil missed them.
Phil the bass player. Yeah. Phil the newsman.
Our singer showed her boobs. To the band, but Phil wasn't paying attention because she's concerned about a surgery she might have, but I think it's going to be all right.
Nice. All right.
So we're happy to oblige.
Any parting words there, TP?
Have a good day.
Good day. That's it?
That's it.
You don't want to say anything like, I'm tired of hearing about your nuts?
No, I'll keep it clean this time.
All right, then. I guess that's it, right?
That's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to edit some of this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it like for all of ad hoc, whatever the hell this is, ad hoc fat mustard.
Is ad, yeah. Hey, yeah. What's up, Bob? There's ad hoc right. Fat mustard. That's right.
How you doing,
Bob? How you doing? Scott, how you doing?
How are you?
Good yourself. You. What are you guys doing here so late today?
Just hanging out.
Hanging out.
He's coaching a team against Nathan. Nate got a hit off of their best pitcher.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for this show. Thanks for listening. We're out of here. Say goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Scott.
I'm John.
I'm Scott.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Good afternoon, Scott.